Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for the Doctors Roundtable, a forum for conversations with Atlanta's leading doctors and thought leaders about cutting-edge trends and topics in health, wellness, and lifestyle issues. Here's our host, Tanya Mack.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us on this edition of the Doctors Roundtable. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about chiropractic care, and I think most of us think about chiropractic care in terms of pain, low back pain, neck pain, migraine, headaches. However, I recently met a very specialized chiropractor, Dr. Forrest Watts, who's here with me today, and we had a very interesting discussion about how chiropractors are used not just for pain, but for lots of other things. And we're going to be talking to him about how that works and what he does. So let me introduce you to Dr. Forrest Watts. Welcome, Dr. Watts.
Thank you, Tanya. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, love that you could come in. So Dr. Watts received his Doctor of Chiropractic from Life University here in Atlanta, Georgia. Are you from Atlanta?
I'm an Atlanta native.
Well, that's excellent. We love the local boys that stay here and actually help take care of us. And he has some specialized training he's going to tell us about in just a moment. But he does work with sports injuries. He also incorporates acupuncture into his practice. He's gotten certified to treat carpal tunnel problems, which we're actually going to spend some time on today. And you'll be able to find him up in Cumming, Georgia, in private practice. So welcome.
Thank you so much.
Very good.
It's a pleasure to be here today.
Very good. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about, just starting, I'd like to hear the story about how you got interested in chiropractic.
Well, actually, my father was a chiropractor, so I'm a second-generation chiropractor. I tried other endeavors and really felt like I wanted to help people with my life, and I care about well-being and health and well-being, and I pursued a career in chiropractic, and just it's been doing it 17 years. And really enjoy it.
Very good. Now, what all training is involved in chiropractic? That's quite an extensive commitment to education.
It's very similar to medical school. It's you have to have an undergraduate degree, and then you have a 4 years of chiropractic school as well. So you do actually do your internship inside chiropractic school. Mm-hmm. There are various clinics that the office has that the university has that you work out of and treat people during that time.
And do most people have like a science-related kind of undergraduate, or is there a requirement to have a life science? You do have to have
the same thing, again, as medical field of biologies, organic chemistry, regular chemistry, physics, all that comes into play. You definitely need a physiology background.
And then to get your doctor of chiropractic, there's some kind of certification exam or testing like physicians have to?
We're nationally board certified. Okay. We have to have state and national board certifications in order to practice chiropractic.
Sounds like a long road.
It is, but it's worth it.
But you're smiling at me, it's probably been a good one for you.
It's been a great road. Once you get through all that, it's a blessing.
Very good. Now, I want to talk a little bit of pick out. It's not normal to me as a consumer to think that I'm going to go to the chiropractor and you specialize further, or I could actually get acupuncture there. So I'd like for you to share a little bit with the audience about you have, outside of your doctor of chiropractic, you've continued your education to incorporate different modalities into your practice. So let's start with how acupuncture got in there.
I do electrical acupuncture. It's not needle.
Okay.
It's used with a 2.5 microvolt stem. And I've just developed that over the years. My father actually did acupuncture as well. He did needle, but I'm fortunate enough to be able to do.
So you were kind of weaned with it and raised all the benefits of it.
Eastern medicine, Western medicine. I mean, Eastern medicine does the whole body flow. And that's kind of how it just incorporates into what you're doing as a chiropractor, because you're working with nerves in the body.
And I know that you specialize in upper cervical types of issues.
There's only 13% of chiropractors in the United States that actually do upper cervical work. It requires a little more training. It requires more equipment and time, actually, to do the analyzation of the x-rays to get a very specific factor to work on C1 and C2 specifically, which are right at the base of your skull. The adjustment's very, very gentle. It's actually, I do it with an instrument. And again, I get the coordinates from the x-rays. And then we do very light, it's a very light tapping motion that actually sets the bone, takes pressure off the nerves.
Wow, yeah. And that's kind of scary. People hear C1, 2, 3, and that's kind of scary to them.
It's scary, but
it's kind of reassuring knowing that you have to have special certification for that to me.
It's scary, but that first two bones are probably the most important. If you told me I could only adjust one or two bones, that would be the two bones you'd focus on. Any research done in chiropractic, most all research done in chiropractic, is done with upper cervical doctors. For instance, the famous blood pressure study out of Chicago done by Dr. Marshall Dickholtz was done with – he's an upper cervical doctor. He's a NUCA practitioner. Mm-hmm. And then most all stuff done with MS or Parkinson's, those studies are all done with upper cervical doctors.
Mm, that's interesting. So good to know that there's some of you, even though it's a small percent of you, around to help be available to treat us. I'd like for you to start today before we kind of get into the things that consumers normally don't think of chiropractic care for first, just to kind of go through general chiropractic and talk about – what is the most common condition that people come for you for, and what kind of modalities do you use? So I most commonly think of pain, neck pain, back pain, headache, something like that. Is that the majority of what general consumers think, you think?
Sure, a lot of people. That's how they end up in my office, with neck or back pain. But the what happens is, once you start treating it, what I do is I treat subluxations. A subluxation is a misaligned vertebrae that's pinching off nerve, two or more vertebrae that are pinching off nerves. And the nerve, where it goes to its endpoint, is actually what we end up treating. Mm-hmm. So it can create either a hypoactive response or a hyperactive response when it gets pinched. So, for instance, if the nerve is pinched, then it can cause muscle spasms. Mm-hmm. Or it could cause a decreased ability to use or atrophy. Mm-hmm. So those things, how they start there. But
kind of have to follow it back.
As you follow it back to, say a T12L1, for instance, the lower thoracic or upper lumbars. A lot of times if people come in with that complaint, they'll have IBS or constipation. And when you adjust those vertebrae, all of a sudden they go, wow, all that's gone. Well, it's not a miracle. It's just the fact that we're freeing up the nerves so the body can function properly.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned a couple words I want to review just for the non-medical kind of consumers out there. You basically deal with issues of musculoskeletal system and the nervous system through spinal adjustments. So the spine itself is, we refer to cervical spine, thoracic spine, and lumbar spine.
Correct.
Which would be like around the neck. At what point do we change on the body so we kind of orient people?
As your head goes down to where your neck falls into your shoulders, mm-hmm. that's where your thoracic cavity starts. Mm-hmm. And as you get into where your ribs end, that's where your lumbar starts. Mm-hmm. So they go down to your pelvis.
Very good. Now, what happens to a patient when they come to see a chiropractor?
First visit, at least in my office, we perform a comprehensive history. Mm-hmm. We do orthopedic and neurological evaluations. Mm-hmm. And then we normally take pictures of their spine depending on...
like an x-ray?
What's going on. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We take x-rays
of
their spine.
Do they always have an x-ray?
Most of the times. Mm-hmm. We want to be as precise as we possibly can be. Those bones move 14 different directions, around 300,000 nerve fibers at each level. Mm. So we need to know what's going on before we do a lot to them. Mm-hmm. So we're very, very careful, and we're very comprehensive of our evaluations.
Mm-hmm. And then obviously they're going to come in with some kind of problem. You're going to do the evaluation and the history taking. And then what kind of modalities could I expect? So let's talk generally about equipment in your office, how adjustments work, because I think people are afraid that it would be like too fast and too swift and that might screw something up worse. Or I want to get clear with the consumers out there just about what you can expect in terms of modalities you might use.
Absolutely. First of all, when they come in the office, they're going to get the sense of feel and touch and just mm-hmm. through the examination. When they usually, if it's appropriate, we do a modality called intersegmental traction, which exercises and mobilizes the spine. You're on a gentle table, and it just rolls up and down your spine and exercises and mobilizes each vertebrae.
I love that. I've been to a chiropractor like you. I love that part.
that's awesome. Everybody loves that
part. I call
it
the roller table. Well, I need to go on the roller table. That's how I know.
We get roller table, happy table. We get a lot of different things in the office. Absolutely. Once they go through that process, then they come to my office where we do with spinal adjustments. Mm-hmm. At that point, I evaluate what needs to be adjusted that day. Mm-hmm. We adjust those segments. And then I usually end with auricular acupuncture. We'll usually stimulate those points to release endorphins, sometimes allergy points, Or sinus issues.
Auricular, like my ear.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. You have over 100 points on your ear that stimulate different acupuncture areas in your body.
Very interesting. Now, do you use modalities like ultrasound, heat, massage?
We do not. We refer out for massage or ultrasound if that need be. We refer to a PT for that if that's something that's appropriate.
Okay, very good. Now that we got the general things out of the way, it might happen to patients and kind of your particular specialty, I do want to dive into some of our conversation we had before. There were three or four groups of topics that we talked about that I was just fascinated by when we met. And I want to start with chiropractic and kids, beginning kids at infancy.
That's my favorite thing to talk about.
Well, let's talk about that for a while, and I want to hear it because I don't think most people think about, I'm going to take my infant to the chiropractor, and what could a chiropractor do to help me? And I know we covered a broad range, everything from post-birth trauma to colic to ear infection. So dive in and start where you will, but let's talk about kids and chiropractic.
Well, let's first kind of try to understand what you're going through. If you've ever seen a video of a delivery or even a C-section, the doctors, as skilled as they are, have to pull and twist to get that baby out of the womb. And no matter how delicate they try to do it, they're going to create misalignment somewhere in the spine. And I've had a ton of patients bring, they'd been patients for years probably and gone through treatments, and then when it's time to have the baby, they bring their baby to me sometimes on the way home from the hospital just to get evaluated and checked. Now, the adjustment for an infant and a baby is totally different than an adjustment for a regular adult. It's very, very, very mild. It can even be done with a pinky. But we're evaluating the spine, finding what needs to be corrected, and then just letting their life express themselves better. I mean, they're brain and spinal cord obviously control everything. So if it's blocked somewhere, you want to make them as healthy as possible right out of the womb.
And so the pressure on any infant adjustment is very, very minimal.
Very, very minimal.
All right. Now, we had a conversation about how chiropractic can help a very, very common, and we're headed into the season right now, and that is ear infection. So snotty nose, runny nose, ear infection, and I know it has to do with the drainage of the ears. So
it's almost too simple to understand sometimes, and that's where a problem comes in. If a child gets otitis media and they have a misalignment at C1, and not saying everyone does, but if they do, it blocks the eustachian tube. And when the eustachian tube gets blocked, any kind of mucus or anything that they have, allergies or colds, that starts to build up, and then that's where the pressure comes in. Now, general pediatricians and chiropractors agree one thing completely, that the best treatment for it is to get it drained out. They use ear tubes, we adjust the spine and let it drain out on its own. It's less invasive, there's less risk, and we get amazing results. And it's unbelievable to have kids come in that have ear infections. You adjust them, the patient brings the infant back the next day, and it's gone and cleared up. Sometimes it amazes me after 17 years,
It has to do with the alignment of the bones that allow for proper drainage.
Exactly.
It's kind of interesting, too, because there is a big controversy in pediatrics about antibiotics or not, and I know that chiropractic care is try natural methods first.
Absolutely. When antibiotics are necessary, they need to be used. I'm 47 years old. I hate to tell you my age. But
you didn't have to out yourself. You did that all on your own, just for the record.
I'm a second-generation chiropractor, so I've been adjusted since birth. I've had 6 rounds of antibiotics in my entire lifespan. Wow. 4 to 5 of those were for tooth problems. Mm. So
pretty amazing. So it's possible to have the kinder, gentler, natural type thing.
Yes.
And I guess I was impressed when we had our conversation about, in some cases, you were telling me that you had patients that actually avoided the entire PE tube experience by getting proper adjustments and then proper drainage subsequently to that.
I've saved hundreds of kids from having to have ear tubes, and it's pretty amazing. And the pediatricians don't want to do it, or the ENTs don't want to do it either. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's a last resort. Mm-hmm. And if you can prevent that by a natural method, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Okay, let's move on to another pediatric thing we talked about, and that is colic.
colic, acid reflux, all those things. Again, what we treat is subluxations, okay? We're looking for the misalignments in the spine. If you get a misalignment going to the stomach, for instance, it's pinching off a nerve, you're going to get a hypo or hyperactive reaction. Either going to get not enough acid produced to digest, or you're going to get too much. We first that via acid reflux. So we, again, adjust the spine very, very gently and leave it. And you can almost watch the babies or infants just completely get a smile on their face almost when you get the pressure off there. It's really an amazing
So just again, some people don't think spine, but actually since the nerves come from the spine that innervate the internal organs, it's all linked. We've talked about the symptom is in one place, but you follow it all the way back to get to the root cause of what's
exactly
causing the problem.
Bedwetting, colic, all that. It just totally falls into place. It's amazing.
Can you think of what is like your best success story for a pediatric chiropractic care?
I had a little girl. She was 3 years old. She had three sets of ear tubes, antibiotics almost her entire lifespan. She came in, we did five adjustments to that little child, and patient was free of ear infections and did not have to return even for my care. So the mother's very happy, very excited, and the child's not having to go through what she's been through for the last 3 years.
Now, back for the ear infection on the technical part, because I'm just trying to visualize this. You said that if there's a misalignment, then you can correctly align it and get the tube to drain. But how do you know? Do you have to take an x-ray?
Not at all. Okay. Not at all. With babies, you can do it, again, the adjustments very gently. You use a pinky sometimes to even adjust it. You can look at their head tilt and their posture as they're laying on the table and figure out where they're pulling to one side or the other to determine the misalignment.
Okay, very good. So it's not extra exposure.
No, not at all. We avoid that at all costs.
Okay. Let's go on to a total different conversation we had same day we were talking, but we actually talked about a whole different group of patients that was like an aha moment for me, maybe because I could relate because I'm a woman and I've had kids myself. But it's the whole idea of chiropractic care and support during pregnancy.
Back pain is very, very common with almost every pregnant woman. And we get referrals from obstetricians all the time for people with that because they can't always take medications when they're pregnant. So we're able to evaluate.
Most of the time they don't.
Most of the time you don't.
Just can't.
If you can avoid it at all costs, you want to. So adjustments to the spine is very safe. It gives, again, all the end points where it needs to go to the uterus for delivery. It makes chiropractic care through the whole process of having a baby makes everything easier.
So prenatally, our belly's growing and protruding and probably our body adjusts even from how we walk to how we sit to our posture.
Absolutely.
So what would be like if I was pregnant? Would you see me once a month? Would you like what would be a normal?
Depends on the severity of what's going on with you. If you came in with radiating leg pain, we would treat you till the symptoms cleared and then see you maybe once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks to a month, depending on how you respond to what I'm doing until the delivery day.
What about, do you do anything in terms of actual delivery, like pelvic preparation for delivery that makes a difference?
Lining up the pelvis definitely makes a big difference, and we do that as well when we're, at the same time, we're making adjustments to the lumbar spine.
So is that with each visit, or is that closer to delivery, or?
We want to make sure everything's lined up and moving right the entire time.
Okay, all
so
right.
So you've got proper nerve flow all the time.
Okay, and then post-delivery, what are you focusing on?
Well, again, it's very traumatic. Once your body settles back in after having the baby, a lot of times it doesn't settle all in the correct places. So we usually will check the mother as well as the baby as a follow-up.
You know, I have a question about that, the whole idea of like muscle memory. So if I'm 9 months adapting my posture and then I deliver, is like there's some undoing there to be done to get me back to where I was before?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a lot that you have to. There's a lot of factors that come into play. But again, if you go through the pre-delivery adjustments, a lot of times we can keep everything where it's not a big deal to get it straightened out afterwards.
Yeah, and then visually, I'm just trying to think. So I did not visit a chiropractor during a pregnancy. Probably should have because imminently, right now, as we're talking, I'm having memories of my back, how much it hurt back then. But I'm just wondering, I mean, so I had this humongous belly, but when I went to a chiropractor now, I lay flat on my stomach sometimes for an adjustment. So how do you do that with that big belly there?
Well, the big belly that can be done in several different ways. You can lay on your side. They can actually even be adjusted seated.
Okay.
So there's a lot of different ways to do that.
Okay, very good. So you're going to position the patient based on
absolutely
what you need to do to work around, I guess, there. Okay, we're going to go. We touched a little bit on this, but I kind of want to go back and dive a little deeper in that. And that is the whole, especially with this American diet that we're in, this whole idea of irritable bowel syndrome, GERD, acid reflux, hiatal hernias. Those are things that I think people think of a GI doctor, and not that the, again, going back to the innervation of what's happening there, thinking of chiropractic care. So kind of fill in some of the dots for us on how chiropractors treat those GI type symptoms.
Well, you have to remember that your intestines are smooth muscle. Mm-hmm. So the nerves connecting that come to one T12, L1, L2. If they get pinched in that area, then it's going to give, again, a hyperactive response or a hypoactive response. Mm-hmm. Hyperactive gives you IBS. Hypoactive gives you constipation. Once we get the pressure off those nerves, then the smooth muscles actually are able
they
to
do
work
what they're supposed
like they're
to
supposed
do.
To. Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Interesting. When I was doing the research for the show, I actually found out that the Prevacids and the Tagamets and Zantac and all that of the world are one of the most profitable drug classes in the U.S. And it's about a $6 billion a year industry. And I think people think, I have heartburn, I need to go get some of that stuff, rather than you didn't fix anything. You just fixed
covering it up.
Yeah, you just fixed this thing in the moment. So again, chiropractic care could actually be fixing the underlying cause in a more permanent way than just what you're doing in the moment to get heartburn relief.
Our goal is to eliminate the cause of the problem so that your body functions at 100%. And chiropractic is not the answer to all health. I'll tell you mm-hmm. that right now. There's at least mm-hmm. five factors. I mean, you've got to have a positive mental attitude. You've got your diet has to be correct. Mm-hmm. Exercise is very important. Sleep is very important. Mm-hmm. And chiropractic care, I think, is very big factors mm-hmm. in
and the whole idea is help your body naturally take care of itself.
Absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
Okay, very good. Now, one last thing that I want to talk about in terms of different kinds of conditions that you don't typically think of a chiropractor as treating is the whole area of carpal tunnel syndrome. And I know you had a special training in that too. So tell us about the training for your certification.
I graduated in 1995. And at the time, computers were becoming even more and more prevalent on the horizon. So I saw a need for people to be treated by carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm-hmm. So I went to Chicago for the training, and it's been an amazing. I've saved so many people from surgery because it's a very simple fix, tell you the truth.
So tell us specifically about
you have that. Eight bones.
What's happening? Yeah,
you have
anatomy.
Eight bones in your wrist, mm-hmm. Two rows of four. Mm-hmm. And what happens is there's a bone called the lunate bone that will rotate down. When that bone rotates downward from repetitive motion, then it puts pressure on the median nerve. Once it puts pressure on the median nerve, traditional medical treatment is to go in and cut the flexor retinaculum, which is the band across the bottom of it, to expand the area. Mm-hmm. Chiropractic can go in with this special treatment and roll that bone off the nerve, relieving the pressure, allowing your body to do what it's supposed to again. Now, we also follow that up with some post-exercises. Simple thing to do if you're working on a computer is to put a rubber band on the outside of your hand when you're driving or whatever and expand it. We do a lot of things flexion-wise. We do nothing extension-wise to build the muscles up on the dorsal area of our hand or the backside mm-hmm. of your hand.
Yeah, because we're always gripping.
You're always gripping, but you don't do anything the other way.
It's like the alligator mouth.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You see gator boys and they tape it shut with very little pressure, but it's that clamping down that everybody's.
So if you'll get a fat rubber band, not a vegetable rubber band, but just a fat rubber band and put it on the outside and just exercise that, you know, two or three times a day, it's amazing how you can prevent getting that bone to slide down.
Okay,
there.
So let's do a little prescription for the audience here. So if I get my little rubber band, what would be like how many I would do in a reps of that?
Do like 10, two or three reps of 10. Mm-hmm. So that'd be great. Mm-hmm. That'll definitely help you a lot. Mm-hmm. You can throw it in your car, do it while you're driving down the road.
All right. So not just Kegels, girl. Keep that rubber band in your car and get
absolutely.
Your reps in for carpal tunnel.
Absolutely.
Okay. And then for carpal tunnel, to avoid the surgery, you're just doing some kind of manipulation and avoiding the surgery. So why doesn't everybody look at that?
Because not a lot of people know that. Okay. They know that we treat that and that we're able to have good success with it. Although it's become a lot more prevalent since 1996, mm-hmm. most people, a lot of people at least, understand that you're looking at musculoskeletal, let's try chiropractic first. Mm-hmm. It's getting better.
Mm-hmm. You think of it for neck and back and head, though. I know you deal with the extremities mm-hmm. and the joints also, though.
Shoulders, elbows.
One question about this I have is, because we were talking about computers back then when you and I went to school, do you see a lot of people think carpal tunnel is from computer use now, but I read in the research that's not like the number one cause of it, actually. Would you agree?
I definitely agree. A lot of times it can be from mouse use. It can be from a lot of other different things. Any kind of repetitive.
Rotation,
absolutely.
Repetitive rotation type absolutely. Of movement. Very good. Can you think of any success story around carpal tunnel that you were able to avoid the surgery or something that kind of stands out in your mind?
I've got about a 95% success rate with CTS.
Wow.
I've only lost a handful of people to surgery for that. And there were complicating factors involved in that. But most of the time, it's a pretty high rate of success with that.
That's amazing. Well, anytime you not get cut on and you not have the recovery period of that, I think sometimes if we think we did the preventive exercises like you're recommending, that just avoids that whole, because I think they're like immobilized and taped up and all kinds of things after that surgery.
Well, a lot of times after surgery with that, the problem is that the scar tissue pulls that flexor retinaculum tighter and it can create a problem that's
so
harder to
fix. So does it sometimes
fix.
Need redone?
Yes, it's done multiple Ooh, times, a lot
yeah,
of times.
That's not good.
So again, start with chiropractic with that, with CTS, and that's your best bet.
Okay, very good. I want to talk a little bit about just sports injuries. So I know another area of specialty that you do that I want to talk about a little bit is just sports injuries and what you see and what's common and how you're able to help patients in that area.
I sponsor the Reality Bikes, which is a bike shop in Cumming. They're a racing team, and I take care of probably about 60 bikers. And they have found by having proper balance in their spine and having proper balance in their body that they're much more effective in power goes. Most all sports teams now have a chiropractor on staff, mm-hmm. whether
it's
it be football,
it's become so much more common. I think
baseball.
Just even just with the public. People,
absolutely.
You know, because it used to be even health insurance routinely did not cover chiropractic, and now I think most do.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does.
Okay. And I'm trying to think of anything else here. Let's talk a little bit about how patients – what's important when you pick a chiropractor?
Make sure they're trained well. They've been to the proper school. You want to make sure that they – you and the patient and the doctor – jive, so to speak. It's a very mm-hmm. personal thing to get adjusted. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you guys work well together. You want to make sure, I think, that they do have the option of taking x-rays or sending you out for x-rays. I think mm-hmm. it's very important.
So make sure that you know what the capabilities absolutely. Of the office are compared to what you might need.
Absolutely. They do a proper history, a proper orthopedic and neurological evaluation, and proper general exam. Mm-hmm.
I think you bring up a good point in that because it is a very hands-on type of treatment, and it's usually not one visit, it's consecutive visits, that the chemistry or the trust between the provider and the patient is really important.
It's very important.
Yeah, very good. All right. Well, believe it or not, we're about to the end of the show. Time flies when you're having fun.
It was kind of fun.
It
actually.
Was kind of fun.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. See, you hated to come in here, but now that we've got you in here, you're going to want to come back and talk to us again.
Absolutely.
I do just want to give you a little opportunity before we leave just to talk about your practice and coming, where it is, how patients can reach you, kind of the sweet spot patients that you think you can help.
I'm located off of exit 15. It's Dr. Forrest Watts. We're in Cumming, Georgia. My phone number is 770-886-7070. You can check us out at our website, which is www.wattscairo.com. And we help a variety of people. We love pediatrics. We love kids. We also love every other patient that comes in our office. We treat from 1 to 99, so mm-hmm. We're very safe, we're very effective, and very gentle.
Very good. So we really appreciate you making time to come in. It's been great to finally get you here after a long wait, and we'll look forward to having you back.
Thank you very much for having me. I had a great time.
Very good. So for all you listeners out there, that's the end of our show, and thanks so much for tuning in. Please visit our sponsor, too, at www.healthgate.com. And see what's up there. Actually, I think Dr. Watts participates with healthcare, so there might be some cost savings in there that you can find with him specifically. So tune in next time, and we'll look forward to catching up with you then. Thanks so much.
The Doctor's Roundtable has been a production brought to you by HealthGate and Business Radio X. HealthGate is a groundbreaking website where board-certified doctors and specialists offer savings on out-of-pocket healthcare costs. For more information about HealthGate, please visit www.healthgate.com or call 404-692-5377. We hope you tune in next week, and thank you for listening.